Thousands of pilgrims carrying candles took part in the Good Friday procession led for the first time by Pope Benedict. Many thought back to last year when a dying Pope John Paul II was unable to participate in the torchlit procession. John Paul had watched the Way of the Cross procession, which commemorates the crucifixion of Jesus, from his apartment at the Vatican. He had listened to the meditations that had been written by German Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger. Less than a month later, that cardinal was elected pope, taking the name Benedict. This year, the German pope carried the cross for the first and last stations. Lay people from other nations also carried the cross during the procession. In his opening prayer, he said, "The passion of Jesus is the whole of human history, a history," he added, "where the good are humiliated, the meek assaulted, the honest crushed, and the pure of heart roundly mocked."
Signore Gesù, stasera ripercorriamo la strada della
The Pope said, "Lord Jesus, tonight we walk once more the way of your cross, knowing that it is also our way. One certainty lights up our path. The way does not end at the cross, but continues beyond to the kingdom of life." During the procession, one of the 14 meditations lamented a diabolical pride aimed at eliminating the family, an apparent reference to gay marriage and abortion. Earlier Friday, the Pope celebrated the Passion of the Lord service in St. Peter's Basilica. During that service, the papal preacher blasted the Da Vinci Code. Without naming the book, he said, "People today are fascinated with every theory according to which Jesus was not crucified and did not die, but ran off with Mary Magdalene." On Saturday evening, Pope Benedict will celebrate an Easter Vigil Mass, and on Sunday he will deliver his Urbi et Orbi to the city and to the world, blessing and message. That day, Pope Benedict will also be celebrating his 79th birthday. Sabina Castelfranco, VOA News, Rome.